From north to south and east to west, I scanned for only the very best. I found pious members of my ummah going to extremes to follow my sunnah, for Allah has given them hikmah. I feel overwhelmed with joy and pride. From every minaret the azan was cried. They flocked in thousands, young and old, to gather for salah, even in the cold. Dressed in my favorite white, they have made me their guiding light. Their nafs is what they perpetually fight. Wallah, they sacrificed and fast from food. They make tawbah, shukr, and read durood. Please treat them with compassion and grant them my intercession. As they learn hadith, a really great lesson. A great number of huffaz and hafidhas graduate annually from madrasas. The finely polished gems in full parda have attained complete hidayah. They too will be the treasures of Jannah. With magnanimity they give alms for the poor to smile and seal their palms. Gladly they accept your Hajj invitation. Rituals they perform without hesitation. The reward are in Quran, a clear manifestation. The splendor of the Eidgah site reflects my ummah's might. The safs are straightened in unity. At the janazah I see the whole community. Therefore, O Allah, grant them immunity. Through the beautiful glass I'm peeping. Clearly I hear the audio streaming. Immediately I accept the dawat to meet Mulana Sulaiman Rawat. I was reminded of an eminent sahaba when I set eyes on Mr. Varyava, all through whom the medium waves vibrate worldwide, located at 1548. Sprouting of Islamic schools and madrasas too are important tools. Deens perfected through Quran and my teachings. Centuries later, the ulama have perpetuated my teachings. My ummah, my ummah. This was a poem that was submitted for one of the competitions that Radio Islam had a number of years ago, in which the title was that if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to look at the ummah now, what would his thoughts be and how would he gauge the ummah. Now, the composer of this poem, Dentist Hawa from Extension 9 in Asia, is currently on her Hajj journey and she is in Madinatul Munawwara, and we speak to her this afternoon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Mufti, and special greetings and Jummah Mubarak to all the Radio Islam listeners from this most Mubarak place on this most Mubarak day.
Subhanallah, yes, a virtue upon virtue. How has your trip been up until this point?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, the journey in itself was not difficult. We were fortunate enough not to have any hitches. We left land, specifically Extension 9, on Wednesday after Fajr, and with a stop in Jeddah, we reached Medina at the Hajj time. Mufti, your interactive question for today, why did I stop first in Jeddah? You can give me the answer at the end. And with all the excitement, we had 2 hours of sleep in 36 hours. We did read our salah on the plane. There was a lot of turbulence. And we read salah in the air up there with the angels. And we knew we were facing the right direction because the plane could only go in one direction. We were going to the Kaaba. And I was most impressed with the famous Hajj terminal, where Hujjaj have waited from 6 to 12 hours in the past. At the Hajj class, which was held at Nurul Islam Hall after a few Sundays ago, Sauk had explained the new electronic system, which promised a maximum waiting time of 55 minutes. Again, I say, Alhamdulillah, we had no wait. The whole process of fingerprints, immigration, and photos took virtually 3 minutes. And because this time was very unpredictable, our connecting flight to Medina gave us a very long wait. And all the time we were consoled by our recitation of Surah Al-Kawthar, because at the Hajj class we were advised to recite Surah Al-Kawthar 1,000 times as a gift to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So our minds were preoccupied with recitation of Quran and with durood. And Mufti, do you know why there is Surah Al-Kawthar?
The Surah Al-Kawthar is where...
I'm just using you, Mufti, you the Mufassirin. But just for the benefit of the listeners, Surah Al-Kawthar is a Makki Surah, the shortest Surah with 3 ayats, but with a very profound and deep meaning. The surah was revealed at a very traumatic time in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was just after the passing away of Abdullah, the son of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. This was also the time when male offspring were considered to keep the prestige of the family alive. So when the son died, the Meccans rejoiced by saying, Qad putira Muhammad, Qad putira Muhammad, meaning that Muhammad has become amputated and his lineage has no male progeny and no one to carry on the message. This hurt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you have a calamity, you expect society to console you. But the Meccans, they added salt to the wound. They mocked him. They were so heartless. They were happy about this. And then Allah revealed, Inna atainaka al-Kawthar. Verily we have given you Kawthar. Kawthar is all yours. Al-Kawthar is the greatest and sweetest fountain of Jannah. And Allah says, Ya Rasulullah, we have prepared for you this beautiful fountain of Jannah, which is the mother of all fountains. We have made it for you and gifted it to you. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. So pray and be thankful to your Lord, fast and give charity and be righteous. Inna shaniyaka huwal abtar. Those who have animosity towards you and oppose you is the one who will be abtar, cut off from all good. Allah consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him that you will be the one whose maqam has been raised. And in one hadith, it is narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled when he said to the Sahaba that a surah has been revealed to him, which is more precious to him than this world and all it contains. Then he recited Surah Al-Kawthar. And that surah made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very, very happy. And it made me very happy. It's a sad story with a happy ending. And that is why today Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has the largest number of followers than any man in the history of mankind. And he's the single greatest personality that is being praised, adorned and looked up to. And people will give up anything for his honor.
Subhanallah.
Mufti, can I just say, can I request a nizam?
We hope that our studio operator has the nizam at hand. You know, the nizams are labeled differently.
Ye subh hai Madina, ye sham hai Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qayam hai Madina.
We'll ask our studio operator to get that nizam for us. In the meantime, I began with the poem that you had submitted at that time. And when we had that competition, many people had written, you know, very critical of the Ummah at that time and how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be disappointed at the condition. You chose to a very positive light and going to Medina, that is where one presents oneself before the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So take us through, you know, the feeling and emotion behind the poem that was just read.
I think it's just very positive. I always like to think positive, and like Allah is what we think of Him. If we think Allah is going to punish us and be cruel to us, and that is what we're going to get from Allah. And if we think anything negative, I mean that's what it is. And if we think positive and we have hopes in Allah and hopes in His mercy, then that is what we're going to get, just mercy.
Finally, who are you missing at home?
Not finally, Mufti. I had something for Itaz. Okay, I'll come to that at the end. I am missing my mother. Who next? My mother. And who next? My mother. Then my brother and my sister and my children. I have so many children, Mufti, I can't mention their names because my sister's children are my children and my brother's son is my son and all people younger than me are my children. But Nazia, Nahida, Muhammad Fuad, Rashid, Fatima, Hasina, Muhammad Bailey. I miss everybody. I miss the people of Extension 9. I miss all the people that contributed to my trip, that taught me something. And all my groups, my Quran Fatim group, my Daily Zuhud group. I think everybody had something to say and had some input. And all the people that brought me something to bring to Medina. My du'as today are for all those who requested it. And last week I thanked on Sister Amara's program, I thanked everybody who helped me with this program, with this preparation for Hajj. And I left out Mulana Fahim, you know, of a tire place there in Lens.
Yes.
And I went in for my tires, but this is what I got. He said, when you're in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, lift your Shahada finger and take Shahada again so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will bear witness that you have taken Shahada in front of him. So I say, I went in for tires and I came out with a piece of gold. And then when I look at the Masjid al-Nabawi, Mulana Abu Babak would have said, if this is the beauty of this world, imagine the beauty of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
And for each of us, can I just say what I heard for each of us?
Yes, go ahead.
Are you there, Musti? Okay. I was going to say, Itaz, where in the world am I? The first place in the Arabian Peninsula to have electricity. The current mosque is bigger than the entire old city. It is 100 times the size of the original building. Although we associate the Green Dome with the Mubarak Qabr, it was only built 600 years later. The dome used to be purple, Musti. Did you know that?
Yes, that is one of the interesting facts. Yes, really fascinating.
See, and only after, it is full of secrets and signs. Like each color, each dome, each window has so much spiritual and historical value as well. And after World War I, the contents were moved to the Topkapi Palace in Turkey. And I know you've been there, you've seen it all there. See, alhamdulillah, I think I'm done. And also, Mufti, the Masjid al-Nabi wasn't, it was never just for Salah. It was the center of the first Islamic community and nation. It was the scene of our greatest crimes, Islam's greatest crimes and tragedies. It was a community center, a place for those seeking refuge, a university and a masjid, all rolled into one. So I call it the focal point from which Islam mushroomed. And today, Muslims all over the world are going back to the focal point to show appreciation and gratitude. And the main thing for Medina is everybody yearns for intercession, and we all come here for that.
Subhanallah. The enthusiasm and the various messages that you delivered this afternoon, I can guarantee it has touched many of the listeners. And throughout your trip, we look forward to regular updates and following the entire journey, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair for the update that you shared with us this afternoon.
Timothy, one more thing. Mulana Rashid Ahmad from the Jamiat, he said, you must see Allah with the eyes of your heart and see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the eyes of Allah. And that is what I'm standing here in Medina at the Mubarak grave, and I'm thinking of these words.
Subhanallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, so that was Dentist Hawa speaking to us all the way from Madinatul Munawwara, sharing with us gems and jewels and also her emotion and a great insight to her journey. It's now 20 minutes past 5.